Hi, this is Joe Francico. Welcome to another Directions Media podcast. The controversy surrounding Apple and their ability to track or not track an individual's cell phone has surfaced recently. There was a Wall Street Journal story that broke around this. Apple issued a statement on April 27th indicating that they are not logging location. Rather, and I quote, "It's maintaining a database of Wi-Fi hotspots and cell towers around your current location, some of which may be located more than 100 miles away." Swirling around this controversy is certainly about how they're tracking, what data they're collecting. And so to get a perspective on this, I spoke with Ted Morgan, the CEO of Skyhook Wireless. Some of Skyhook's technology had been used by Apple. It is being used by many other handset devices. So we spoke to Ted today to get his perspective on whether this is a new issue and really what this means for the whole user community.
You know, as we review the story about what's going on with Apple, Apple came out with a statement today. They're really not tracking. It's really not not a issue that we haven't gone over and over again. Maybe can you just put it in some perspective, because this is, like I said, it's not really a new story to deal with and the privacy concerns that people have.
Well, I think it's new to the broader public and certainly to the general policymakers, which is why they've gotten so involved. And I think, you know, what's different about the discussion now versus, you know, years ago when we were all first started talking about this, is that there's just so many devices out there that now are location enabled. I mean, I think we all had a vision at some point in the future, all these devices would be aware of their location and could do all these great things, and now they can. And we're seeing big companies like Apple, Google, and Microsoft and others, you know, looking to take advantage of this explosion in local and location-based services. And what happens is, as you know, as companies go charging into this area, you know, this is kind of uncharted in terms of having this kind of a mass user base using these devices. You know, they may make some mistakes, and as you saw, Apple said today they had some bugs, and they're looking to address those.
Right.
And so I think in general, everyone, there's no malicious intent here. Mistakes can cause some major issues, and so I think it's up to those of us that have been in the location world for a long time to continue to highlight what the best practices are and what the dangers are, because it's a very, very sensitive issue.
Is there any difference to those best practices now versus before? Is there something that you'll be doing differently in from Skyhook?
No, and I think, you know, that's, you know, part of the message. Obviously, some of it's self-serving, but part of the discussion we've been having is, you know, the reason we built our system the way it is to have all this great location capability without violating privacy. And so from the very outset, we avoided doing a lot of the issues that you're seeing Google and others get kind of caught up in. And so we're just going to keep talking about, you know, why we don't think people should be doing that, like probing devices in the background for location, which we think is a terrible thing for a bunch of reasons, as well as, you know, tracking devices or users over time is also a big no-no. That kind of data can, if fall in the wrong hands, could be a real problem. And there's a way to do all these systems without crossing over those two lines, and we encourage people not to do that.
Do you see any changes coming down the line, or are you privy to anything going on the legislative end? I know there are a couple of congressional committees looking into privacy. Have you heard anything, whether there's going to be constraints put on this or changes in the licensing agreements that maybe the device manufacturers or the network operators will be constrained to do?
Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of activity in Washington, D.C. right now. You know, I think they recognize that this is a household service and usage, and that their constituents are active users of all of these services. And so it's a core concern for them. You know, they're new to this stuff, and so there's going to be a discussion period where we all talk about how these technologies work, and hopefully they'll see the parts that are perfectly safe, and then we'll have some self-guidelines, I would hope, before they have to act and force anything legally, legislatively. So, but there's a tremendous amount of focus on it. There's hearings just in 2 weeks from Al Franken's office. There's going to be a whole list of others. We know the FCC is heavily involved in looking at all these issues, and then all the states are looking at it as well. So there's a lot of scrutiny here, and I think it's up to us to at least try and guide the policymakers on what's good and bad, and maybe we can work together to figure something out, because we'd hate to see them overstep here and kill all the great growth for no good reason. But we also want to make sure people trust these systems.
Yeah, well, I wondered if this is going to cause a bump in the road in app development, or do you think the train's already left the station and this is too good of an opportunity for, you know, for everybody to make money?
Yeah, the opportunity is too great and the value is too great. I mean, I think you'd ask any iPhone user and, you know, they love the fact that the device knows where it is and
yeah.
that they're using all these new apps, and I don't think they would give it up, but they, you know, they really would feel a whole lot better if they knew they could trust their data wasn't ending up in the wrong hands or even sitting out on a server somewhere. So, you know, I think if we want to keep that, you know, that good experience that they have and the positive emotion we see from consumers right now to all these technologies, we need to back it up a little bit and kind of earn that trust. You know, I think nothing bad's happened now. I think Apple's statement's a very good one where they said, hey, these are some issues we say, we're going to fix them. You know, we want you to trust us. And I think that's the right move.
Right. And you don't see anything changing on your end of what you're doing and continuing to collect Wi-Fi data?
No, I mean, we believe we're doing it in a very clean fashion. And so if we were to uncover, you know, issues in our system that were doing the wrong thing, we would certainly jump on those right away. You know, we try and share what we do very openly. We try and talk very openly with the privacy world about what we're doing, and we'll continue to try and make sure they're bought into how we approach things. And as of now, we actually think we have the most, you know, secure and, you know, consumer protecting location system out there, and hopefully we'll continue to have ourselves as the gold standard.
Let me just ask you one more question. I was at CTIA this year. It looked like the carriers were finally coming around to understanding the business model more and more. Is that true from your perspective? Do you think we'll see them take more of an aggressive role with LBS?
I don't believe so. I have not seen the carrier strategies or plans around this. I haven't seen much change. I know they continue to charge app developers for the use of location, which from my standpoint is a non-starter, given that the devices are giving it away for free so that apps can test out and try and flourish. And I also don't see the core technology outpacing what the device guys are putting together anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm confused as what their approach is. I actually think this current privacy discussion is a great opportunity for them to step in and be the trusted location provider, given that they are regulated and, you know, there's a history of them, you know, and a mechanism for them to for oversight of the carriers, given the government's involvement, that they could step up and say, here's what we're going to do around location, we're going to protect it, and force the device makers to go by their rules. But we haven't seen them do anything. And in fact, I would say 90-95% of the location traffic or technology that's being used today is being done outside of the carriers.
Appreciate your time. It's always good catching up with you. I appreciate your perspective.
Well, good. It was good chatting.
Thanks for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast to discuss this very important issue about location-based services and privacy. Join us next time, and be sure to tell a friend.